Good morning. Have you tried any of those plant-based alternatives to meat? There's been a ton of media coverage and social media buzz about brands like Beyond Meat, Impossible Burgers, and others.
Which would make you think that it's taking over the meat case, but in reality, even despite after years of growth, I mean, it's still 1.5% of the meat sales.
Did you say 1.5%?
Yeah, 1.5% of the U.S. retail meat market.
That's Chris Dubois, a senior VP of IRI here in Chicago.
We are a leading provider of data and technology to food and retailers, so we see every item that's sold in every supermarket every day. So we know what people buy, when they buy it, and why they buy it. And we run it through a lot of software, and our clients use it to help understand what's selling and what they can do to sell more.
Dubois says IRI's data show retail sales of real meat have been up this year, but sales of fake meat have gone down, what he calls a big deceleration. And he isn't expecting that to change much.
I think over the next 3 to 4 years, you'll see plant-based get to at most 2% of the U.S. retail meat market.
So why haven't fake meats caught on? Look at the labels. Dubois says they don't meet the consumer's definition of clean. Too many oils and complicated ingredients, which didn't matter as much during the get-to-know-you phase.
The way I've said it over the last few years is, you know, it won't matter until it matters. But then it's really going to matter. And I think right now is about that time where it really starts to matter for consumers. In other words, if they're going to be asked to pay a lot more and it's not going to have that clean label that they're looking for, I think a lot are going to struggle on that.
Chris Dubois of IRI. I think I'll borrow that answer. It won't matter till it matters, but then it's really going to matter. It always matters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, we're concerned about the new COVID variant, and some end-of-month profit-taking sent December corn down 2.5%, soybeans lost 1.9%, and wheat dropped 3.5%. From the farm to your belly, today is National Pie Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.